Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach. On today's podcast, we are talking all about condoms. It is National Condom Month, National Condom Week, and I thought this is a great time to talk more about how to use condoms, what they are, what they protect against, what they don't protect against, and some tips to make them way more fun and comfortable. Before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that Sexy Box is back. Sexy Box is my quarterly subscription box to help you spice things up in the bedroom, try new things, explore, experiment. It's all about you. And it is such a fun way to just try something different and help you feel sexy, confident, empowered in the bedroom. Sexy Box is for singles and couples. It has all kinds of fun tools in there to help you explore and experiment your body and your partner's body if you have one. Each box is filled with over $100 worth of product. If you haven't already subscribed to Sexy Box, you are going to want to do that by going to sexybox.jordandonnell.com. Some of the reviews that I'm getting about Sexy Box is that ladies are loving the surprise of getting their Sexy Box. They are using all of the different products that come in there. There's typically somewhere between 3 and 4 products in each Sexy Box, and these are full-size items as well as a toy, a full regular old toy, you guys. The price is unbelievable, but it's so much more than that because this is just really a tool to connect with yourself and or partner if you have one. So be sure to check it out. So let me start by telling you a story about condoms. My first introduction to condoms was on the bus in middle school. I learned a lot of things on the bus in middle school, quite honestly. My bus was full of high schoolers. I always sat in the back of the bus like the cool kids did, right? One day, they blew up all of these balloons and threw them out the back of the bus. I had no idea that they were not balloons and that they were filling up condoms and throwing them out the windows of the bus. And that, my friends, is how I learned about condoms. So what is a condom? Condom is a small, thin pouch that covers the penis during sex to collect the semen with the goal of preventing pregnancy and STI transmission. However, they do not protect you 100% against either of those. When it comes to STIs or sexually transmitted infections, they are not going to protect you against something that is skin to skin. So HPV, HSV, syphilis as well, can be spread via skin to skin transmission. And so condoms will only help protect you against STIs that are spread via fluid. And I think this is a really important distinction to make because condoms do not protect you 100% against all STIs, period. Even though for a lot of us, that's not what we were necessarily taught. They're like, if you use a condom, you're good. No, not true. Not true at all. When it comes to pregnancy, they are very effective, but they are not 100% effective. The only way to be 100% effective against preventing pregnancy is abstinence. Now, how do you use a condom? And we're going to run through a bunch of tips here today, but when you use a condom, my recommendation is to open up the foil packet or whatever little packet it's in using your hands. Do not bite it because if you accidentally bite the condom, potentially put a hole in it. And then that is a way for pregnancy and STIs to be transmitted. So recommend tearing it open with your fingers or your hands. And then when the penis is erect, you'll want to pinch the tip of the condom and place it on the top of the penis and roll it down. Now, one of the tricks with this is that you want to make sure you put the right side up so that it can roll down easily. So the rib is kind of on the outside side. Visually, this is very hard to describe via a audio platform like a podcast, but there's lots of YouTube videos, I'm sure, that you can look at. And if you're having a hard time visualizing this, take a look online, shoot me a DM. I can find a video to send you, or I might even make a reel about it. But make sure that the lip is on the outside so that it'll roll down the penis easily. You want to make sure that the penis is fully erect or hard, because if you put it on too early, then it's not necessarily going to work as well as the penis grows inside of the condom. So you really don't want that. Another little tip is if the penis is uncircumcised, you want to pull the foreskin back before putting on the condom. If you don't, that foreskin is going to pull on the condom and likely pull off the condom. A tip for after the male partner ejaculates, if he chooses to ejaculate, because, you know, so many times we're taught sex ends with male ejaculation. False. They don't A, need to ejaculate. Maybe sometimes they can't. And B, it doesn't end there. So that does not have to be your ending point either. But after the male partner ejaculates, pull out the penis before it gets soft. And I would encourage holding onto the base of the condom on the penis so that it doesn't get pulled off, so that the condom doesn't get pulled off into the female body or the orifice that is being penetrated. Another number one tip that came from a dear friend of mine, Courtney Bram. I'm sure you guys are familiar with him. If not, always go follow him on Instagram. He has got great tips and things, H on my chest on Instagram. But his tip is put lubricant in the tip of the condom before you put it on. That'll make it more comfortable for the partner with a penis. But then also putting lubricant on the outside can make it more comfortable for the person being penetrated. Since a lot of times condoms are going to absorb natural secretions, that can increase your risk of micro tears, pain, friction, which doesn't necessarily feel good, and it dries it up. So use lubricant. Totally normal to be using a lubricant when you are using condoms and with all types of sex. Lube is life, like Rachel Maine says. So when it comes to lubes, a couple of things. Water-based or silicone-based lubes are safe for latex condoms. Oil-based lubes are not safe for latex condoms and will break down the material, making them no longer effective. So make sure the lubricant that you choose is water-based or silicone-based, my favorite, just like me, Pure Romance, love, love, love. When it comes to the different types of condoms, there are a couple of different materials that condoms can be made from. You have latex. Latex is natural rubber. If you have a latex allergy, you do not want to use latex condoms. And these are kind of known as, like, I would say traditional condoms are made of latex. Another type of material is polyurethane, and these are thin, clear plastic material. They're thinner than latex, and they fit a little bit looser on the penis than latex, which can help increase sensitivity during sex. Third type of condoms is lambskin, and lambskin can actually be used with oil-based lubricants, but they are porous enough that they do not offer protection against STIs or sexually transmitted infections, only against pregnancy. So that is something to consider when you're looking at different options and types of materials of condoms. There are a couple other types of condoms. You have the female condom, which is placed in the vaginal canal. And to kind of describe what that looks like, it's got a ring on the bottom and a ring on the top, and you slide the ring into the vaginal canal, and then you have one externally to kind of hold it in place. They're a little bit less effective than traditional condoms only because of user error, but they are a great alternative to condoms that go on a penis as well. And then you have dental dams. Dental dams are going to be a thin film that is placed over a vulva prior to sex. And this helps reduce transmission of STIs from a lot of times mouth or skin to skin contact. You can make a dental dam from a regular traditional condom. All you do is cut the tip off, cut up the length of the condom, and then roll it out, and you will have a dental dam that you can use. They are easily available, even though sometimes you may not find those as easily for free or at stores and things, but you can make your own. One thing that I just really want to point out is that condoms vary in size. So your partner telling you that, oh, none of them fit me, like Mary Povich would say, that is a lie. They come in all different sizes. They have, you know, regular, large, extra large. They come in so many varying sizes to help it be more comfortable. And so your partner saying that size and that none of them fit them, you don't have to believe that. There are options out there, and maybe they just need to try something different. They also come in different thicknesses. You might find some that are thinner, which helps increase sensitivity. That may be something that you're interested in trying, and you can play around with all of the different textures or materials of condoms, the different thickness, size, to find what works best for you and your partner. They also come in ribbed. I'm sure you've heard ribbed for her pleasure. That's also available. So they have different textures. You have the ones that have the icy hot, where it's like cool and warming. I would beware of those. A lot of times they have chemicals on them that can cause a lot of irritation. So beware with that. But again, something to play around with and see what you guys like as a couple. A couple of really important things just to keep in mind is that you don't ever want to reuse a condom. It's a one-time use thing. If your sex act stops or if the penis is no longer erect, take the condom off and get a new one for future uses. Also, do not use more than one condom at a time. A lot of times people think one is good, more is better. False. That actually increases the risk of friction and tear between the condoms, therefore putting you at risk for STIs and pregnancy. So would absolutely only use one condom at a time. When it comes to storing your condoms, you also want to be kind of aware of where you're storing them at. You don't want to store them in your car or your wallet. I would recommend a cool, dry place to store them in. Also, be sure you check the expiration date. They do have an expiration date, and that might be something you just want to make sure that, hey, none of them are expiring anytime soon, or that you have like a bundle of ones that you use first because they are expiring sooner. For maximum benefit, you want to make sure that you put the condom on before any penetration occurs. This includes, you know, if you're potentially using the penis on the vulva and stimulating the clitoris with the penis, you are at risk for STIs with skin-to-skin contact. And so you'll want to make sure you're using some form of protection, whether that is a dental dam or a condom, even if it's not actually the penetration part, because that is putting you at risk for STIs. Don't let your partner say, unless you want them to, just let me put it in for a minute, because even if it's in for a minute without a condom on, that can potentially transmit STIs, but also pre-cum has sperm in it, potentially, and you could potentially get pregnant even if it's just for a second. So always, always, always make sure that you are aware of these things when you are making decisions in the bedroom to make the best decision for you and your partner as a couple. I hope that you learned something new from this episode, and be sure to share this one with your friends. I think there's a lot of great resources in here, and I would love for you to slide in my DMs if you have any questions or any tips that you have that you think listeners should know. This podcast is sponsored by Pure Romance by Jordan Jones, offering top bath and beauty products and relationship enhancement items. Check out the link in the bio to start shopping today. By shopping with Pure Romance by Jordan Jones, you are supporting this podcast. Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again and see you next episode.